Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today we are joined with Leanne Jalan, Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. Leanne, I'd like to start off with saying happy anniversary to us, as we are on 52 weeks of doing COVID-19 updates. Feels like just yesterday that we started, but I think the information from what happened on March 30th, our first air date to this, to March 29th, 2021, has certainly been a whirlwind year with more information to share every day.
It has been a whirlwind year, and it's kind of amazing that here we are a year later, still doing this and still learning new things, and we still have new things to share with the community, and we appreciate so much the opportunity that you've given us to, you know, share this information and kind of share it in real time as it changes, because I probably on March 30, we should go back and listen to that one together. But, you know, probably what we said 52 weeks ago is this is a novel virus and we're learning new things. And, you know, the only thing we can say, you know, unequivocally is that things will change. And they have changed a lot over the last 52 weeks. So I cannot thank you enough for the opportunity to be here every week and have this conversation with the community about what's new and what's changing.
Let's go. What's new and what's changing is happening right now. Today, Governor Polis had just announced moments ago that starting on Friday, everybody, general population, will be eligible to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. This is huge.
This is really great news. You know, this is, Colorado is not the first state to do this. We've seen other states go this route as they get through priority populations, start to open it up to everybody. And, you know, Colorado had been talking about doing that mid-April and has now moved it up to the beginning of April. So the first thing we have to say about this is, you know, just because everyone is eligible now, which is awesome, doesn't mean that everyone will be able to get an appointment on the first day, right? So, you know, every phase takes probably 6 to 8 weeks to get through the majority of that phase. We are seeing the steady increase in vaccines coming to Colorado. Whether or not that's actually translating to a steady increase down here kind of remains to be seen. So we did get this big infusion of Johnson & Johnson in the beginning of March. Johnson & Johnson has had kind of some bumps in getting their production steady and meeting production goals. So there's still some unknowns there. But basically what it looked like for the state of Colorado was about 200,000 doses a week, kind of increasing through March and then cresting into 300,000 doses a week through April. You know, this is not what we initially heard. We initially heard 500,000 and we'd heard, you know, 750,000 a week come April. So we're a little bit nervous that while everyone is now eligible, you know, we have to really temper that with it will still be dependent on supply, whether or not you can get your appointment right away. We want everyone to sign up for notifications. Keep trying if you don't get one the first week, and rest assured that we're doing everything we can to get vaccine into arms. So, you know, on that note, we did a little bit of math this weekend, and right now, nationwide, you can only get a vaccine regardless of the phases. There's only vaccine authorized for individuals who are 16 and over, right? So 16 and 17 year olds are eligible for Pfizer, and then everyone 18 and over can do Moderna or Johnson & Johnson. So nobody 15 and under can get a vaccine. So if we look at our population from that perspective, right, 16 and older, almost half of people 16 and over in La Plata and Archuleta counties have received at least one dose. That's amazing. So again, I'm going to say that again, almost half of people 16 and over have started, and over a third are finished. They've gotten two doses, or they've gotten a single dose if they're only getting a single dose. So as a community, or as in the communities in La Plata and Archuleta counties, we've really marshaled a tremendous amount of resources to work together in really creative ways to get these really, really high numbers of people, you know, getting vaccinated. We now that the state is opening it up to everybody, you know, we don't know if our supply is going to increase as steeply as communities that are not to where we are, right? And for this to work, that's okay. Everybody needs to be vaccinated across the state and across the country. So if we slow down a little bit, I know it's going to be really, really disappointing for individuals in our communities, but it's a little bit out of our control.
Leanne, we talk a lot about mixed messages of, you know, this is good news with bad news and tricky news and balancing all of this. What I want to talk about too is the increase of variants that we have seen, not only in our community, but statewide. Colorado is, I don't know if you want to say leading the country in variant detection, but we're one of the top three with Florida and California who have seen the most diverse sets of variants right here. And this goes on top of what we talked about last week with scaling things back with the COVID dial 3.0. Balancing all this out, opening up the economy, including more people for vaccines. What a juggling act that we're all having to do right now.
I know. And if we had to characterize like this time period that we're in right now, the only thing we can say is really uncertain. You know, the models are uncertain. The vaccine supply is uncertain, right? You know, we're seeing it increase, but we don't know how steeply it's going to increase down here. January, February, we saw this really steady decline in cases. March, we started to see this plateau. And then for most of March, or at least for the second half of March, we saw an increase in hospitalizations across the state of Colorado, right? And there's concern that this is related to relaxing protocols, or it's related to spread of variants, or it's related to spring break and out-of-state visitors, you know, and international visitors. So all of this is really unclear. So the only thing that we can say is kind of putting all the pieces together is, you know, we have lots of good news, right? We can see the end zone, but we don't spike the ball before we get there. And, you know, people are using lots of metaphors like that. Pick the one that lands best for you and just say, can we hang on? Can we do this together? Can we keep doing this right? You know, what do we mean by doing it right, right? I mean, sign up for your vaccine. If you don't get an appointment right away, get in as soon as you get an appointment, right? Until then, follow all the protocols. Wear your face covering, wear one that fits and fits well, move activities outdoors. Weather is getting a lot warmer, so we can be outdoors. You know, if we're mixing households, if everyone's vaccinated, it's okay to take off your mask. If everyone's not vaccinated, it's a little bit different. When we get into larger personal gatherings, we really have to continue to follow these protocols. We should be, you know, really careful, and we should also be paying close attention. Are you symptomatic? Have you learned that you were exposed? We still have a tremendous amount of infection in the community. So getting a test is every bit as important now as it was, you know, this winter, last fall, last summer. It's the only way that we can track what's going on in the community, and it's the only way that we can kind of box in any disease that's within the community. So we're asking people to really stick with us, stick with what we're doing, you know, as a community to be so successful, and we will get vaccines out as quickly as we can. But there's a lot of uncertainty right now.
And part of that X factor, Leanne, is 16 and under. You have this whole demographic throughout the state and the country that are ineligible for vaccines, and you're thinking of schools and camps and after school programs. I mean, this is the whole, and you talk about families gathering, even if the parents are vaccinated, the kids aren't.
And, you know, this is all, it's all going to take some time. You know, it's a process. And I think asking about the variants is spot on. I also think just noting, right, that, you know, we there are trials for children 12 and over, and that we're not even into trials yet for children who are younger. So we found out over this past year how important it is to all of us that kids have options for in-person learning, and we need to preserve that. So yes, we still have work to do.
Leanne Gillon, Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, is there anything else you'd like to add for us here today?
You know, I think the other thing we really want to say is not only do we know we can get through this uncertain period, but we've had 650 individuals sign up to be Medical Reserve Corps volunteers here in La Plata and Archuleta counties. So, I mean, one thing we know is we live in a community that's just amazing in this outpouring of interest in being in a healthy community. Yeah, we're thrilled to report that. And thank you to everybody who's come out to help.
Leanne Jalan, thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT for our weekly COVID-19 update.